For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. California State University has settled gender harassment and retaliation cases with two former administrators at Cal State San Bernardino. The lawsuits allege that CSUSB leadership oversaw a hostile work environment for women. KVCR's Madison Ament reports.
The plaintiffs alleged they were punished or ignored over complaints of pay inequity, harassment, and retaliation. Claire Weber was fired from her role as an assistant provost at CSUSB after raising concerns about being paid less than male counterparts. Weber says the settlement is justice for her and Anissa Rogers, the other plaintiff.
I do hope going forward that the CSU and the Cal State University Board of Trustees follows their own policies.
Attorneys for Weber and Rogers say they believe the settlement, that's $12 million, is the largest for employment discrimination against the CSU. Meanwhile, a spokesman for Cal State San Bernardino said in a statement, the college is focused on strengthening its policies to promote fairness and accountability. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament in San Bernardino.
Immigrant detainees at a detention center in the Mojave Desert are staging a hunger and economic strike. KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports.
About 20 detainees began striking on Tuesday at a detention center in Adelanto. Immigrant rights groups say participants are refusing meals. They're also avoiding commissary purchases and not making phone calls. The point? Deny the prison operator GEO Group profits from the cells. Eva says her husband is participating in the strike. She didn't want to give her name due to fears of retaliation.
They're willing to do this to raise their voice, even though they're afraid, they're intimidated, they're yelled at. And they're willing to do that.
Detainees have complained about inedible food and lack of drinking water. They also say they're not getting the medical care they need. Four people have died in ICE detention in Adelanto since January, and that's prompted an investigation by California's Department of Justice. The Department of Homeland Security denies the allegations and says there is no hunger strike. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in San Bernardino.
A coalition of 24 states is suing the Trump administration over new limits on federal student loans for healthcare workers. The lawsuit challenges a new Department of Education rule which excludes nursing, physical therapy, and physician assistant programs from the higher loan limits available to other professional degrees. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the rule will worsen the nation's healthcare worker shortage by discouraging students from pursuing critical careers.
Healthcare workers across the country are already stretched thin. Hospitals and clinics are struggling with staffing shortages. Communities are facing longer wait times and reduced access to care. Instead of helping address this crisis, the Trump administration is threatening to worsen it.
Before the new caps, students could borrow up to full cost of attendance. Now they can borrow up to $20,000 a year. The new limit takes effect July 1st. The Department of Education says the caps will help drive down the cost of college. All evacuation warnings and orders remained in place today for the wind-driven brush fire that broke out north of Homeland and scorched more than 500 acres. The blaze, dubbed the Verona Fire, also destroyed outbuildings and other structures and was still burning at a critical rate Tuesday evening. The fire erupted around 12:20 p.m. Tuesday on a hillside in the area of Juniper Springs and Verona Roads, north of Highway 74. A brush fire that erupted in the Santa Ana River bottom in Jurupa Valley has charred 1,374 acres and threatened dozens of homes in Riverside. The blaze, which is being called the Bane Fire, has left four people injured and prompted mandatory evacuations of residents. It was first reported at 11:24 a.m. Tuesday on the north side of the Dry Channel, in the area of Bain Street and Lemini Avenue, just north of the Hidden Valley Nature Center. The blaze is now at 25% containment, with some evacuation orders being downgraded and some warnings being lifted entirely. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.